This time last month, we talked a lot about feeding people in need in our corner of the Southeast. During our one-day pledge event here on WUTC, so many of you showed your support for public radio and for our community partner, the Chattanooga Area Food Bank, where a familiar face is back. Melissa Blevins is the food bank's new president and CEO. Melissa, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And we should say welcome back to the food bank.
That's correct. I spent 5.5 years of my career here, leaving in 2017, and just more than happy to be back today.
And you are stepping into this role at such a challenging time for this country with the pandemic, with the economic impact, and with headline after headline about food insecurity, including most recently from Feeding America and what they are projecting for the next year.
Yes, it is an interesting time to come back to hunger relief efforts, but I can't imagine a more important thing to get up and do every day. And as you mentioned, Feeding America, the need for access to nutritious food in our country is at an all-time high. Within our 20 counties, it looks like any given day, 200,000 plus people are food insecure, meaning they don't have access for themselves, their children, their parents, grandparents, to nutritious food, enough nutritious food in a given day. So we've got our work cut out ahead of us, certainly through this pandemic and beyond. But hunger is not a new issue. And I think people ask all the time, they're like, what's your busiest time of year? It's like hunger doesn't discriminate on months or days or weeks. It's an issue right here in our community. Unfortunately, this pandemic has just really magnified that issue. But thankfully, we have a wonderful community that continues to step up and support the work we're doing here in our hunger relief efforts. So grateful for that in our community.
And when we talk about the need, we're talking in this area, one out of five people food insecure.
That's correct. That's correct. And depending on what part of our service area, in some of our more remote areas and under-resourced communities or pockets of under-resourced families, those numbers are even higher. So it's important for us to leverage our agencies across these 20 counties and move food into those areas each and every day that we're open. We're trucking along. In the last 3 months, since the 1st of July, we've actually distributed 4.5 million pounds of food. And that's about 350,000 more than last year at this time. And to put that in perspective, Ray, that's if you're driving down the interstate and 100 tractor trailers filled to the top past you, that's how much food we've delivered out in our service area since the 1st of July, 100 tractor trailers.
And the need, again, talking about the report from Feeding America, the United States faces a shortage of up to 8 billion meals in the next 12 months.
That's right. The meal gap across the entire country, 8 billion meals. And that certainly puts the pressure on food banks like the Chattanooga Area Food Bank and the other 200 across the country to really leverage our partners in the community and individuals and support to meet that growing need. And it's a long haul. We're not in it for the short game. We're here today. We'll be here tomorrow, but we're going to be here for the next however long it takes to solve hunger.
We're 7 months into the pandemic. How have things been leveraged by the food bank in ways not leveraged before? And what are you, coming back to the food bank and taking on this role, looking at doing beyond that to meet those needs out there?
I think what we've been able to leverage in our community here is the partnerships, lockstepping with other community partners, nonprofits, churches, schools, our government partners, and just using whatever resources and creative ways to find, not only find the folks that need access to the food, but get the food to them, whether it's, you know, a Latinx population or it's a specific zip code that doesn't have access. So we're leveraging those partnerships, of course, leveraging any of the COVID funding through the federal government in terms of loans and CARES Act funding. We've been able to use a lot of those opportunities to bring more food in to our service area as well. And I think the thing that's been really interesting is leveraging our unlikely partners. For example, at the COVID sites down at Alstom, we wouldn't have never thought to hand out food at a drive-through pandemic testing site, but they raised their hand and offered us to come join them in that work. And so, you know, that's an unlikely partnership, and that's been really interesting to see those partnerships come together through this pandemic and then figure out how we build on those relationships beyond.
And what are some possibilities that you are looking to leverage beyond what the food bank has been doing these past 7 months?
The thing that we can leverage, I think the good that's come out of this, Ray, is leveraging the awareness that the pandemic has brought to hunger and hunger relief challenges, leveraging the support of the community in ways that this awareness is brought to the food bank now, but beyond the pandemic, utilizing these as opportunities to really look at systemic issues that cause people to not have access to healthy and nutritious food each and every day. And I think that's been one thing, of course, 3 weeks in, one thing that I've really been thinking about is past COVID, how do we solve hunger in a way that maybe we've never thought about before? I think it's our Etch-a-Sketch moment as a country and as a food bank for sure is, you know, this is giving us opportunities to think about food and hunger relief and nutrition and access in ways that perhaps we haven't thought about before. Utilizing the Carta buses to do home delivery so folks that couldn't get out or were too scared to get out would have access to food. Those type of unlikely partnerships would have never happened hadn't the pandemic came. So I think there's just a real opportunity for leaders in this community to come together through this pandemic like we are, but on the other side of it, to come back to the table and say, wow, what are the lessons we've learned in this and how do we really best serve the Chattanooga and the surrounding communities with the resources we have going forward? I think that's just been really lovely to see as those kind of those silos between organizations in the community knocked down and people coming together for the greater good. And we just have so much better impact in this community when we work together.
Who inspires you as you do the work that you do, either if we're talking about your colleagues at the food bank or in the world of food banks across the country or beyond?
I would say that there's a long list of people in this industry that have and continue to inspire me. And that was one of the reasons that I really wanted to come back to the food bank this year when I made the decision to return was I think the people that inspire me most are the folks that are on the front lines of hunger. And what I mean by that is it's, you know, it's one thing to be, you know, the person who does all the billing and who does the fundraising and that things. But those boots on the ground, those folks out in the community that are driving those trucks and that are opening our doors to give our clients, our guests, not only access to food, but giving them hope, taking time to hear their story, taking time to talk with them, find out what's going on. Maybe they like this fruit better than that fruit, and helping really build not just an opportunity to give that person food, but to give that person hope and to treat those that need our help with the most dignity and kindness and respect. I mean, that's what inspires me is when I walk out in the warehouse and I see our employees and our staff that go above and beyond to make sure that that person gets taken really good care of. Every day, that's what makes me get out of bed and get excited to come to work here.
If people want more information, if they need help, if they want to give help, where can they go online? Where can they call?
Want help? One of the ways locally within the Chattanooga community is to call United Way 211. Online, I think there is www.chatfoodbank.org. There is a text number they can text for more information about food assistance within Hamilton County, along with our commodities distributions. There's lots of information on the web and certainly can call here to the food bank 622-1800. The biggest need that the community has right now for hunger relief is volunteers. So not only us here at the food bank, but a lot of our agency partners that hand out food, we count on a lot of our volunteers that come either from corporate groups or individuals. And both of those have been heavily impacted by the pandemic. Most of our older folks are pretty nervous to come back in. We're seeing an uptick, but we definitely need more hands on deck in here to help us sort food, pack food, and hand out food. And that information for volunteering is on our website as well.
All right. Melissa, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Ray. Thank you for having me, and thanks for everything you do for our community.